We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Yaakov Yipidichov Zaliyo. We are increases. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that if a person eats a half a gezeis of chalev and another half a gezeis of chalev, they will join together. They will be mitzarev to be korban chatas. The Mishnah here wants to know is what if there's a delay between eating one half a gezeis of chalev and another half? You ate one half in the morning and the other half at night. You're going to tell me those join together to be chayv korban chatas? That joins together as a kezais. The Mishnah says, "Kama yishe ha'ochlan." The one who's eating it, how long can he delay? Can he pause? And still, that we consider the half a kezais and the other half a kezais to join together. So says the Mishnah, "Ki'ilu achalan klayos." Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, "You know what we do? How do we measure the time? As if he ate that food, the chaylev, it could be chametz on Pesach, whatever it is. As if you took that food." You chopped it up into little pieces the size of kleios, of parched grain, little crumbs, let's say, and he ate that. How long does it take to eat a kezias worth of these of crumbs, let's say, of that? So let's say it takes 10 minutes. So that would mean if there's a pause of no eating of 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it is, between the half, one half of kezias, another half of kezias, it doesn't matter. He's kar chai v'korban chatas, but it's more than 10 minutes. So then more than 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 15 minutes, etc., between one half of kezias and another. So then that's the amount that you pause without eating. That is then the two are not mitzarif. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Now the Bar Tanur makes the point. But Rabbi Meir's of the opinion that, yes, it's true, that a pause of 11 minutes, 12 minutes without eating at all is going to be a pause. And they're not going to be mitzarif. But let's say you're eating the whole time, you're continuously chewing and swallowing, and I'm doing it very, very slowly, then if you do that all day, then they're going to be mitzarif. Eventually, I eat a full kezias of chalev there, but very, very slowly with the chewing and the swallowing, that I still will be chayv according to Rabbi Meir. As opposed to the Chachamim's opinion, which we may be familiar with from many eras of halacha, the Chachamim Orim, ad sheyishe mitzchila v'ad sof, kidei achilas pras. The amount of time that's still within the tziruf time period is if it takes the amount of time it takes from beginning to end to eat a pras. A pras is a half a loaf of bread. How much is a half a loaf of bread? So this year, discussing Maseches Erevin in the eighth parak, if you use a kav of chitim, a kav, a certain measure of a six kav in a saw, using a kav of chitim of wheat grain to make bread. So if you use, if you now make three kikar, three loaves from a kav of chitim, so that's, we assume that that's the amount of wheat that we're discussing over here, and a half a kikar of that is the measure that we speak of, that's within kidei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Machlokes Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, a full kik or a full loaf, its measure is six beitzim, six egg sizes, and therefore a chatzi kikar, or a pras, as we said in the Mishnah, would be three beitzim. According to Rabbi Shimon, the measure of a kikar of a full loaf of bread is eight beitzim worth, the size of eight eggs, that volume, and therefore half of that would be four beitzim. The Rama happens to rule like Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, the first opinion, which is that it's three beitzim. The amount of time it would take to eat three egg sizes of food, so that's still within the measure of time. More than that, Yosef Michadei Achilas Pras, so the two kizesim wouldn't be mitzvah. So we have different opinions how long this is, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, maybe up to 9 minutes. So let's just take 4 minutes as the measure. So if Kidei Achilas Pras is 4 minutes, so that would mean if a person ate a half a kezias of chametz or half a kezias of chalev and the other half within 4 minutes, so then they're mitzvah and he's kai v'chai v'karmen chatas. If he did it though beyond 4 minutes, so they're not going to be mitzarif. Now this is, according to the Chachamim, you don't have this option of, oh, well, it'll be mitzarif as long as you continue eating. No, I was eating the whole time, but it took me 5 minutes to eat it. So then it took you 5 minutes, it's beyond the 4 minute allotted time, it's more than kedei achilas pras, so even though you're eating the whole time, the two kizesim will not be mitzarif. And of course, this halacha has many ramifications with whether when it comes to isurim or bracha achrona, etc. Then the Mishnah continues, achal ochlim to Mayim. A person ate food that's tame, and this would that is the amount of a chatzi pras, so that is a half of a half a loaf. And or vishasa, or let's say he drank mashkin tameim, he drank food that is tame, and he drank a revius. So the halacha is that if you eat food that's tame, and that's and even the how much, even a half a pras, even a half half of a half a loaf of bread, or you drank a revius of tame drink. And what happens? The person becomes tamei, and if he's a kohen, he wouldn't be able to eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. Or let's say shasa revius yayin, a vinix mechas la mikdash, a completely different halacha. A kohen that drank a revius of a log of wine, and he ends the revius, the amount of we have for kiddush on Shabbos, and he walks into the beis hamikdash and in the avoda, and if he does the avoda while intoxicated, even in revius, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. And in these cases, vishaha, the person who ate the ochlim tameim amount of food, or drank the which was a half a pras, or drank the mashkin tameim, or the kohen who drank the revius and the mashkin tameim, he drank a revius of mashkin tameim, or revius of wine and walked to the Beis HaMikdash. And all of these people delayed within the drinking. It took them how long? Kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is what we discussed. The 3 beitzim or the 4 beitzim, let's say the 4 minute time period, and he, meaning he didn't delay more than that amount of time. So then such a person, or that means the food that he eats is going to be mitzdarif, or the drink that he drank is going to be mitzdarif in order to make him a tameh, let's say, to eat truma, or for the kohen to be chayev misa b'dei shamayim if he did the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. But if, let's say, the person drank the mashkim tameim, the shir which was supposed to be revius, he drank that beyond the 4 minute time, beyond Yosef Mechadim, or the person who ate the tamei food, the half a pras of tamei food, it took him longer than the 4 minute, a lot of time. It took him more than kedei achilas pras, so then he does not become tamei. So that kohen, let's say, if it took him 5 minutes to drink that revius of wine, so then that's, he didn't drink it within kedei achilas pras, it's beyond achilas pras, then he won't be chayev for coming into the Beis HaMikdash or doing the avodah when he's intoxicated. So this is also another application of kedei achilas pras. But Rabbi Elazar disagrees when it comes to a liquid. Rabbi Elazar Omer in Hifzik Ba, O Shanasan Lesocho Mayim Kolshehu Potter. Says Rabbi Elazar, if you are mafsik in the revius, which means revius liquids work differently. We don't say revius has this chadei achilas pras, that's for food. But when something requires a revius, the liquid, you have to drink it within what we call kedesh shiyas revius, which means at once, when you drink a revius, how much do? You sip it? Oh, no. You drink it very quickly. So you don't have 4 minutes. You have a couple of seconds, how long it takes people normally to drink something. And if you took that much, let's say you sipped it. You sipped the wine, the kohen sipped the wine, and it took him 2 minutes to finish drinking the wine. So according to the Tanna Kamma, he's chayv for entering the Beis HaMikdash while intoxicated. So if he did the avodah, he's chayv misa v'dei shamayim, because he did it within kedei achilas pras. It's still within the 4 minutes. But according to Rabbi Elazar, absolutely not. That's beyond the amount of time it normally takes to drink. People normally drink a revius very quickly, and now that he delayed longer than what people normally do, he will not be chai for that, and the same thing is true when it comes to the mashkim temeim that he drank. And additionally, says Rabbi Elazar, if let's say he puts within the wine, mayim kolshu, a little bit of water, and even if he did drink the revius all at once, he's also going to be potter by entering the mikdash. Why is that so? So the Baraturah quotes the Pasuk. And Baraturah tells us this does not apply to the mashkin tamein. This only applies to the revius of wine and the isra of entering the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yud, Ya Pasha Shmini, Yain V'Shechar Al Tesht. What does that teach us? This was a mitzvah given to Aaron and his sons after Nadab and Abihu were killed. Yain, died. Yain Derech Shikruso. When it comes to wine, you're going to be chayv only a derech shikruso, yayin v'shechar, yayin, and that means shechar is there to explain what wine is. Wine is, that is shechar, that is meshaker, that is drunk, derech shikruso. shekrusa, the way people normally drink when they become drunk. Vim eino shose bevasachas. If you don't drink it all at once, ein ze derech shekrusa. That's not the way people normally drink it. Vechenim nasar b'mayim. And the same thing is true if you dilute a little bit. You drank a full revias, but there's a little bit of water in that revias, and even though he drank it all at once, that's not derech shekrusa. But then he says the following, and the halach actually happens to follow Rabbi Elazar. Vahane mili b'shosir revias mamish. But that's where he drank a real revias. Avol shos, meaning what? A real revias means precisely revias. That's where this halacha applies, that if there's a little bit of water in it, you're not going to be chai for walking to the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't drink it all at once, avol shos, then you're not going to be chai. Avol shos a yosim revias. But let's say he drank more than a revias of wine. Then moda Rabbi Elazar, dechai v'afilu lo shos kulu b'vasachas. Even if you didn't drink it all b'vasachas, you're going to be chai anyway, because you drank more than revias. This so has halacha that although this sounds like only with respect to wine, this is also plays a role in halacha when it comes to making a bracha achrona. So if you drank a cup of tea, and you drank it within 2 minutes, you may say, of course I have to make a bracha achrona b'nefashos because I drank it within chediach les pras. But Rabbi Elazar introduces a new idea, which some poskim hold like, and that is no. If you drank, you didn't drink the way you normally do, kadesh shesias revias, a couple of gulps, and then it goes down. So then you've delayed too long, and you can't make a bracha achrona. So the poskim suggest that when it comes to drinking hot drinks, which you normally sip, now I have a suffolk bracha achrona. I drank within, let's say, the 4 minutes, but I certainly didn't drink it in a couple of gulps. So what should I do? I should try at the end when it cools off to drink it to drink a lot at a time so that I can make a bracha achrona. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayev aleha arba chatos v'asha mechad. There's someone who could eat one achila, one eating, and it'd be chayev four karbonos chatos and one karbon asha. Now, in order to understand this mishnah, we need a little bit of introduction to the general principle known as Ein Isra Chalal Isra. The halacha normally is, we mentioned this a little bit in Masechah Shavuos, that when you have this already one prohibition on someone or something, so Ein Isra Chalal Isra, you can't now superimpose another Isra upon that original Isra. However, there are exceptions to the rule. And the two notable exceptions are known as an Isra Kolel and an Isra Mosif. What does that mean? So an Isra Kolel is where an inclusive a prohibition. That's where the second Isser, that's now that you will potentially want to superimpose on the first, includes more items than the first one. We're going to see that if in fact the new Isser that's added on to the original one is an Isser Kolel, it's more inclusive. There are more items, people, whatever that may be included based on the new Isser. That now can superimpose another Isser on the original Isser that existed. That's called Isser Kolel. We'll see examples of that in the Mishnah. And number two is what we call an Isser Mosif, prohibitions that's added. So what does that do? So that is Isser Kolel. Isser Mosif is more extensive. That's where the second Isser puts on additional isurim or restrictions, really, on the item itself. So it's more like we would look at an Isra Mosif more on the Cheftza. Isra Mosif, there are additional prohibitions, restrictions on the Chefetz itself. And the Isra Kolel is where there are more items that are included over and above the original Isra. And this, we'll see how this plays out. We're going to go through the Bar Tanura, actually, who walks us through this Mishnah very well. So once again, the Mishnah says a person can do one achila and michai four chatos and one asher. And right away you should be thinking, how could that be? If he eats something that's asher, then we speak about chalev, let's say chalev. Okay, very nice. Yichai of a carbon chatos a chalev. Now you're going to tell me that there's another iser besides chalev on that same item, the same eating? How could that be added on if ain iser chalal iser? So the Bar Tanura starts us off saying, let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what are these cases? So Tamei, person who was Tamei, Sha'achal Asachelev, he ate Chelev. Now, eating Chelev is problematic in and of itself, but he's also eating Chelev that happens to be part of Kachim Kalim, part of Karbanos. So now he's someone who's Tamei who's eating Kachim. So besides eating Chelev, he's someone who is Tamei eating from a Karban. And Vahaya Noser happens to also be, this Karban is also Noser. That's a third prohibition. Min Mukdashim. So min mukdash is just explaining that it's noser from mukdash. It means that it was noser from karbanos. So far we have three. We have the isur chalif. We have the isur someone who's tame eating from karbanos. We have the fact that he's eating noser, and the fact that the last one uvi yom kippurim, it happens to be on yom kippur. So he's eating on yom kippur. Tame person ate chalif from a karban. That's noser, and he ate it on yom kippur. So here we have four isurim, and then but moreover, what did it say? Va'asham echad. He's bringing a karban Asham as well. Why? Because he's eating from, he's getting Hana from Hekdesh. That has to bring a Karban Asham for Asham Me'ilos for violating that. So the Bartur, as I said, walks us through and he says the following. He says, Adam Shahaya Mitzchila Tahor. This person was Tahor in the beginning. So what was Asa to him? Not karbanos, because a Torah person does not eat karbanos. Kachim kalim, he's a karban shlamim, no problem with that. Haya asa b'chelef. So what was asa to him? Chelef. Umutu b'shar basar shal kachim. Karbanos were permitted to him at this point. Anase tamei. Now he becomes tamei. So he becomes tamei. You say, well, you can't add on in Yisro Chalal Eser to say that on that very piece of chalef, you're going to tell me that if he eats that piece of chalef, he's also going to be chayv for eating kachim when he was tamei. He can't be. Because at the very beginning, he was a Torah person, and there was already an Yisro chalef on him. You're going to add on to that piece of chalef another Yisro now that it's a carbon meat because he's tamei. So the answer is yes. Why? Migo denasar bishar chaticho shel basar kachim mishum tuma itzar nami bechelev afal pisha haisa asur mitzchila v'haynu isur kolel. Here we have an isur kolel. What's the isur kolel? A more inclusive prohibition, one that adds on other isurim as well. What does that mean? Now that it becomes tamei. So what's asur tim? Tame, all pieces of karbanos, basar kachim, are asa to him. So that's not just chalef, but other parts. If he's tame, can't eat the meat, can't eat any of the fats, any part of the animal of a karban he can't eat. Ah, since more items become asa to him anyway, besides the chalef, what we call it's an isra kolel, that isra now can take effect and be superimposed on the chalev itself. Because the isra is not just on the chalev anymore. Now that he's tame, can't eat from carbonus at all. It's an isra kolel. That isra, since it applies to more items, can now apply to the chalev as well. Even though afal pishoy sasru mitzchila, that's an isra kolel. Shah isra acharon, this new isra that now becomes a new isra because he's a tame person. Comes and adds on more things that were permitted to him before. Meaning the chalev was always asur to him. So to say that the chalev, it's carbon meat and he's tummy, he can't eat that, it's the same, it's already asur. But no, when he's tummy, more than chalev is asur to him. Other parts of the animal besides the forbidden fat is asur to him. Aha, if that's true, the isur can be chal, can take effect on the chalev as well. Umiu lo itosaf isur achefza, ela agaver itosaf isur legabe acharini. There's no isur on the chalev itself. The chalev is chalev. But on the person, since he's a tame person, and there are other items that are asur to him as well, that's what we call, once again, an isur kolel. And therefore, we vigarir v'kail, we can drag along and include nami lahai b'isurei, the piece of chalev in the isur as well. Good. Nasa zeha chalev nosar. So now what happens? It's left over beyond the allotted time. It becomes nosar, this piece of chalef. Hainu isur mosif. That's an isur mosif. What do you mean? How can you make him chayv for nosar? You're now adding on another isur. Ain isur chalal isur. No. Nosar is an isur mosif. What does that mean? That's a more extensive. It adds on what? More restrictions. Dimeikara lehed yod asur ulugova ashari. Originally, this piece of meat was asur to a regular person, but it was mutter to the Beis HaMikdash. So when the carbon was still okay, still acceptable, still kosher, not noser, it was fit for the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, which is both burning the chalev on the mizbeach and of course eating. But now that the carbon is noser, it's left over, wasn't burnt, was it, etc. You can't even burn it on the mizbeach. So that's what we call an isur mosif. What happens? It imposes extra restrictions on the chefetz. It's or most if it's on the chefza. That chefza is not only can it be eaten anymore, it can't even be burnt on the mizbeach. Once noser takes effect, So now, that takes effect with what? I mean, what does it add on? This person could eat the chalev anyway. So the fact that it's noser shouldn't matter. No. You have to see that piece of meat now can't even be placed. That piece of fat can't even be placed on the mizbeach. That can't even be burnt as haktara, burning on the mizbeach. Ah, so once already there's an additional prohibition on the meat, not on the person, on the meat, on that fat, that you can't even place it on the mizbeach now that it's noser. So it's true. Once it's noser, it's usher to eat and to be placed on the mizbeach. But this person couldn't eat the chalev anyway. So what's added on to the chalev? Aha, the answer is the chalev piece of fat itself now not only can't be eaten, which this person couldn't eat anyway, it can't be placed on the mizbeach. So once there's an additional factor that makes a prohibition, imposes a prohibition on this piece of fat for the mizbeach, we can now superimpose an extra isra of nosar onto the person who couldn't eat the chalev to begin with. So now he has three isurim. Number one, there was chalev. Then tameh, that was an isra kolel. Then nosar, which is an isra mosif. And then Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? That's an isra kolel. Before Yom Kippur, you couldn't eat this carbon, this chalev anyway. This chalev was ushered to you for a variety of reasons, but let's say the carbon, no sir, right, it's problematic. Now, once Yom Kippur comes, what, is this the only food that's ushered to you? No, you can't even eat any food. So that means that there's a now an isser kolel, or more inclusive prohibition, includes more items than to be, so not only is chalev ushered to you, now you can't even have a steak sandwich. Now you can't even have a bowl of cereal. So once the halachos of Yom Kippur apply to other foods, we can now superimpose another isser of Yom Kippur on this piece of chalev itself. So we have ourselves two isser kolel, which is the Yom Kippur and the Tameh, and one Isser Mosif, which is the Noser. Then Rabbi Meir Omer, Im Haiser Shabbos, Votsio Befif. Let's say, I add on another Isser. Let's say this piece of Chalev, he had it in mouth, and it's Shabbos, and he brought it outside. As you're taking me down, he's eating it, and he's carrying it outside with no Eruv. So in a Rishos HaRabin, Chayev, yeah, that's another Chiv. So you could have on one Achila, you can have even an extra prohibition. So Amrulo, they said to the Chacham, said Eino Min Hashem. The Tanakham said, you know what? That's not on this list. That's not the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. It's not the same name, literally. It's not the same category as the other Yisurim. The other Yisurim are Yisur Achila, and that's what he meant. It's Yesh Ochel Achila Achas, and it's Chayav for Chatos. Let's not forget, though, even the Tanakhama added on, there's Asha Mechad. What's the Asha Mechad? So says the Bar Tanura, oh, we have another Sumosif. So now we equal them out. We had two Yisur Kolel, the Tameh and the Yom Kippur, and we had an Isser Mosif, which is Nosar. Well, guess what? The Asha Me'ilos, Al Shenenemena Kodesh Bishogik. Get enough from Kodesh Bishogik. Vafse Isser Mosif. Why is it an Isser Mosif? The Chalev was only Asher to him. But once you're telling me there's a Me'ila, misappropriating that which belongs to Hetesh, the Tosaf Isura Al Cheft. So remember, Mosif is on the Chefet, on the item itself. The Kodem Sheik Disha, Hayo Chalev is the Asher Ba'achilu Mutabahana. Before you were makdish this chalev as a karbon, so it was also ba'achila anyway, but it was muta b'hana. Akdisha, once you makdish it, nesrafila b'hana, you can't even get benefit from it. Oh, so the item, there's an additional isra on the chefza. Umitoch shechal shem hekdesh ala chalev, ala asra b'hana, chal nami al chayev ba'achila, so mishem nenem al hekdesh. And since there's an isra hana that's added on to the chefetz, we can add on the isra of eating hekdesh as well, and the prohibition of violating Me'ilah onto that piece itself, another Isser Mosif.